Chapter 4. Blare of the Dirge Horn.
"Forwards!" Grim roared, as he raised his halberd high, casting the light of his warding lantern across the blasted expanse of profane Tor.
Thunder snarled overhead, and a cerulean rain pounded down on faithful and foul alike. Strobing lightning revealed a gore-streaked tableau.
"Forwards! For Sigma! For Azir! And for the Steel Soul!"
Grim bellowed, fighting to drown out the drone of the monstrous dirge horn. The Steel Souls had battled their way to the top of the Tor through herds of slavering beastmen and the wailing of the horn. Somewhere in the clearing below, Zavaclius and Ultrades were bellowing orders to their respective warriors as they fought to give the hallowed knights time to silence the diabolical moan. The dirge horn sat curled about the trunk of a great hag tree, amongst piled weapons and trophy skulls. The tree was a towering nightmare, looming over the Tor, its branches stretching everywhere. It stank of rot and death, and noose-throttled corpses and spiked cages dangled from its crooked branches, twisting in an unnatural dance to the dirge horn's song. A beast lord of immense size, with a crown of curved horns, put its slobbering jaws to the mouthpiece and blew again and again, as if to urge its warriors on to greater feats of madness. Lightning streaked across the sky as the storm casts forced themselves forwards at Grimm's command. With every echoing whine of the demonic horn, skin blackened and metal tarnished, and men were forced to fight to prevent being bowled over by the sheer abominable force of it. Beastmen swarmed across the Tor from all sides, leaping over the great roots of the hag tree and flinging themselves onto the invaders.
"Fight, Stormcasts!" Grim snarled. "Only the faithful shall be victorious. Only the faithful shall see the spires of Sigmaron again. Fight! Fight! Fight!"
With every flash of lightning, Grim could see silver-clad hallowed knights doing just that as they battled the servants of the ruinous powers. Liberators locked shields with frothing, goat-headed gauze. Judicators launched volley after volley at the gigantic beasts prowling the misted eaves of the Tor. Wailing Bray Shamans cast curse after curse upon the heads of the Stormcasts, and armored champions of Chaos hacked a path through the ranks of their foes. It was the latter that occupied Grimm's attentions, and he smashed his way towards the bloated warriors, followed closely by Talon. A two-headed beastman lunged into his path, and he drove the end of his halberd through the creature's gut. As it bent over, he brought the blade of his weapon down on the stretch of flesh between its necks. Black blood gushed, and a pair of agonized screams rose up from the creature's twin throats. Grim ripped his halberd free and shoved the dying creature out of his path. A second beastman charged towards him, axe held over its horned head, but Talon pounced on it. It fell with a strangled bleat as the Griffhound's beak tore out its throat in a welter of gore. Grim reached the obese Chaos champions a moment later. They were an unpleasant sight, even when considered beside their own diseased kind. The split-bellied axemen wore rusty, brine-crusted armor, and they had patches of pallid flesh that bulged around the straps and plates. At their head was a monstrous warrior with a horribly distorted body. Fully half of it was rent asunder, and from the gaping wound emerged the snapping beak and twisting tentacles of some vile sea beast. Grim knew instinctively that this was their leader. He set his feet and swung his halberd out, letting the haft slide through his hands as he did so in order to gain reach. The blade smashed into the marred flesh that marked the champion's mutated side, and Grim was rewarded by a spurt of inky blood. The champion wheeled, smacking his halberd aside. The force of the blow almost tore the weapon from Grim's hands, but he recovered quickly.
"Foul play, shiny skin!"
the betentacled champion roared, as he drove Grim back with a sweep of his great axe.
"Only fair to introduce yourself first. I am Gutrot Spume, Lord of Tentacles, Master of the Rotwater, and various and sundry other titles of importance. Who are you?
Your death abomination, Grim said.
Ha! Heard that before, I,
Spume cackled.
You aren't the first and won't be the last. Come on, then, if you're of a mind.
The champion spun his axe in his human hand and chopped out at Grim, almost quicker than the latter's eye could follow. Grim jerked to the side, avoiding the bite of the immense blade, and thrust his halberd out like a spear. The spike at its tip slammed into Spume's shoulder guard, rocking the champion on his wide feet.
That's the spirit, Shiny Skin,
Spume said, as three of his tentacles snagged the haft of the halberd and held it in place as Grim tried to pull it free.
Talon,
Grim barked. The Griffhound lunged, his iron-hard beak snapping shut on the sinewy appendages and tearing them apart. Spume staggered back with a bellow, slashing out at the Griffhound, and the animal bounded away. Grim spun the halberd between his hands and swung it out. Spume blocked the blow, and for a moment Grim's world narrowed to the clash of blades as they traded blows back and forth. Their duel was not a graceful one. Instead, it was a thing of strength and sheer bloody-mindedness, two things that Grim had in abundance, and that marked him for leadership alongside the steel soul.
Damn you, Gardas, he thought.
Sigmar had made Gardas his sword and Grim his shield.
But now he's gone, and I must be both.
The thought drove him, as always, to fight all the harder. Gardas had been his greatest rival, the one whom he tested himself against. But now Gardas was gone, and only Grim was left. As lightning flashed, he could see that he and his opponent were not alone in their struggle. He saw a slavering Bulgor tear away a fallen Stormcast's armor, only to howl in thwarted rage as the dying warrior evaporated in a burst of blue. He saw lightning hammers blast through barrel chests and storm axes lay open spines. As he parried a blow from Spume, he saw Tegras swoop low in the corner of his vision and smash the head from a Blight King's shoulders. Spume's laughter faded as they dueled back and forth through the rain. The battle swirled about them, men and beasts rising and falling in untold numbers, but they remained locked in combat, neither warrior able to best the other. Grim parried a sweep of his opponent's axe and replied in kind. He roared in anger and chopped down on Spume's head. His blade glanced off the champion's featureless helm. Spume staggered. Grim saw an opening and took it. He spun his halberd about and stabbed it forward, catching the champion in the gaping beak maw that had replaced his armpit. The maw closed on the Sigmarite head of Grim's halberd, and the yellowed fangs cracked and shattered. The abnormal growth shuddered, and Spume's tentacles stiffened and drooped, forcing him to drop his axe. As he fell back, Grim saw his paladins, led by Maccus, his decimator prime, chop down the last of Spume's warriors. Before he could call out to them, Spume lunged for him, tentacles flailing. The axe-wielding Maccus beheaded the last of his opponents and kicked the body aside.
Lord Kestilant, I'm coming!
Maccus said, hacking down a beast that leapt into his path.
Maccus, take out that damnable horn,
Grim shouted, as he forced Spume back. The Decimator Prime chopped through a second bloat-bellied beast and hesitated. Grim cursed.
Forget about me, you fool! Destroy that horn!
He roared, crunching the Sigmarite-bound haft of his halberd into his opponent's bloated throat.
Should have let him age, ye shiny skin!
Spume croaked, as he grabbed Grim's throat with his human hand. With a grunt, he hurled Grim backwards across the clearing. The Stormcast slammed hard into a moss-encrusted menhir and fell, racked with pain. His vision blurred as rainwater ran into his eyes through the slits of his helm, and he slipped and fell as he tried to push himself to his feet. Things grated inside him, and he coughed blood. He stretched out his hand, trying to reach his halberd where it had fallen.
Oh, damn you, Gardas, he thought. You were always too reckless. Why did you have to die? It should be you leading this attack. You were the sword, I am the shield.
Now I'll be for chopping your head off and nailing it to my mast,
Spume wheezed as he staggered towards Grim. He had recovered his axe and dragged it behind him.
It'll be Gutshot Spume, who's the wormy apple of Nurgle's eye. And not some jumped-up Gyronite who got a bath in the pit of filth and decided to turn coat.
His muttering broke off abruptly into a scream, as Talon caught hold of one of his trailing tendrils and dug in with his paws, yanking Spume off balance. The champion whirled, the Griffhound leapt, and they both fell over. As they struggled, Grim saw Maccus hurl his great double-bladed axe towards the repugnant horn and its bestial wielder. The weapon slammed into the beastlord and pitched him backwards into the instrument, hard enough to crack the twisted curve of bone. The horn split along its length, and the artifact's great drone rose to an agonized scream. The magical energies of the horn roiled out of control, consuming the beastlord's twitching body before exploding with an earth-shaking rumble, taking the hag tree with it. A thousand sharp daggers of oak and bone filled the air, eviscerating every warrior nearby not blessed enough to be clad in holy sigmarite. As the smoke cleared, and his senses with it, Grim saw Talon trotting towards him, a writhing tendril clasped tight in his beak.
"Good hound," he said as he got to his feet.
He grunted in pain as he retrieved his halberd and lantern. Spume was gone. Whether he was dead or had fled, Grim couldn't say, and didn't much care. He looked about. Beastmen lay broken and bloody all around. Maccus strode towards him through the smoke, his axe in hand.
"Do you yet live, Lord Castellant?" he called. "No, I'm a ghost," Grim spat, shaking his head. "Of course I live. And next time I tell you to do something, do it."
Maccus bowed his head. Despite his chastisement, Grim could tell the Decimator Prime was relieved. He shook his head.
"Rally the others, Decimator Prime," he growled. "There's red work yet to be done." "Aye, Lord Castellant," Maccus said, hastening to obey.
Grim watched him go, and turned to see Morbus making his way towards him, accompanied by a number of others. Zavaclius and Ultrades walked with the Lord Relictor as he stalked through the wreckage of battle, his reliquary staff glowing softly with a silver light.
"We must redress our lines," Grim said. "The enemy have been beaten here, but they will return in strength. We must find a proper defensive position, as well as another realm gate."
"Wait! Look!"
Zavaclius said, pointing towards the slopes below the Tor.
"Look!"
Grim caught sight of a glow moving through the smog-shrouded reaches below. It grew in intensity as it wound through the trees and the shattered remnants of the cursed menhirs, and Grim became aware of the sound of creaking wood and rustling leaves.
"Sylvaneth," Morbus murmured.
Grim knew he was correct. He had glimpsed the treekin often enough since arriving, and knew the sound of them well. Like a forest caught in a windstorm, the march of a warglade was an eerie chorus of creaks and groans.
"Yes, but are they coming as allies or enemies?" Grim said.
Talon growled softly and snapped his beak. The Griffhound sensed his master's unease, and Grim reached down to stroke the animal's feathered ruff.
"Easy, my lad. Easy." "We should take up a defensive position," Ultrades said, one hand on the hilt of his rune blade.
Grim shook his head.
"Too late for that," he said. "They're all around us. Can't you hear them?" "All I hear are the trees creaking in the wind," Ultrades said.
Grim snorted.
"There is no wind," he said.
He turned his attentions back to the light, and realized that he could make out figures within it. The tall, unnatural shapes of dryads stalked forward, carrying something. A throne of tangled branches and stiff vines on their shoulders. The glow emanated not from the treekin, but instead from the figure slumped on the throne. A figure that was not unfamiliar.
"Goddess," Zavaclius whispered.
Grim started.
"Goddess," he said in disbelief.
He took a step, then another.
"Goddess,"
he said again, unable to believe his eyes. A slow, flat smile spread across his face as he descended to meet his Lord Celestant.
You have no idea how glad I am to see you.